531. By National Listing B, an associate spokesperson for small business and associate spokesperson for Pacific Peoples, a whonoti, Agnes Loheni, maloso fua, whonoti, and thank you for your time as always this morning.
Thank you very much. Maloso fua, mau mai langi mamai, everybody.
And how has Samoan Language Week been for you, and have you been able to attend any online functions?
Well, of course, it's been a very different Samoan Language Week for everybody. Normally, we'd be attending a number of events across the country at schools and organisations and even businesses. But it's been a different one, but actually not a bad one. We have actually been able to see a lot more, actually. But it'll be good, hopefully, next year that we can get out again.
Now, it's all about the new leader, the new restructuring of the National Party. So let's put our seatbelts on and let's get going. Todd Muller, tell us more about the new National Party leader. Firstly, whonoti, please.
Look, Todd is a good man. He's of course I have a bias. He's a family man and a Catholic man. He is married to Michelle, and they've got three children. And, you know, he shares many of the values that our community does. So, you know, I took a strong position against the abortion bill, and so did Todd. So he's got a strong affiliation, having been raised, you know, in Te Puna with his Māori community there. And I'm sure that Alfringaro and I are going to get him up to speed with the needs of our Pasifika community.
What went wrong with Simon Bridges and Paula Bennett at the helm, whonoti, in hindsight?
Ultimately, I think the COVID environment does change a lot about people's expectations. You know, both Simon and Paula are leaders that I have a lot of respect for. They were both very supportive of me when I came into Parliament. And in particular, Paula has been very committed to supporting women into the party. Look, National Party and politics in general is very hard on families, and no one can doubt actually the long hours and the time, the dedication and commitment that those two have served for the party. And they're not going anywhere, Ma'a. They're still going to be around to support the party.
Now, early reports regarding division, friction within the party as a result of the leadership change, and also the big talking point, the lack of diversity in the front bench. Alfred Ngaro has gone down to place 20, and I'm not too sure of your ranking within the party, but talk to me about the, you know, those reports around, you know, the divisions within the party.
It's, you know, I wouldn't call it division. Politics is not for the faint-hearted. It is very competitive, and it's an environment where there are very robust conversations, and sometimes you rub up against each other. Ultimately, we are a party of 55 competent MPs, not just a front bench of 10. Look, yes, you know, fair to say that I was disappointed in where my brother Alfringaro went to, but ultimately the ranking at this point doesn't necessarily determine if we are in government the cabinet positions. So look, there's no free lunch in the National Party caucus. You're expected to come to the table with ideas and then to vigorously debate them. And you know, it's got to stack up. At the end of the day, I guess I joined the National Party more than 10 years ago, not because who was on the front bench or what colour or diversity they were. I joined the National Party because of its values. And I can't remember who was on the front bench, you know, what mix was on the front bench 10 years ago. I'm there for the values. The values align with mine. And I will work in the party to uphold those values at the end of the day. And look, I do bring... you know, I'm a Samoan and very proud of that. And I expect that if I do the work, advocating for my community, doing my work as a member of parliament, that I would expect in time to rise up through the ranks on the merit of what I contribute.
Good news, however, you hold on to Associate Spokesperson for Small Business and Associate Spokesperson for Pacific Peoples, Whanuti.
Very, very pleased to hold on to those two portfolios. Todd Muller has taken on small business, so I'm really pleased that he trusts me to work alongside him to bring the issues of small business to the forefront. Likewise, really, really pleased to hold on to Pacific Peoples in support of Alfred Ngaro, advocating for what's important to us in our Pacific communities. And there's tough times ahead, both for small businesses and for Pacific Peoples in the aftermath of this COVID economic environment.
With everything that's happening in terms of the change of leadership and the restructuring of the party, and we're about, nearly 100 days out from election, 19th of September, how does that bode for National Party in the lead-up to this year's general election, Whanuti?
Look, no doubt this is going to be a very tight election. I think it's going to be a very close one. It's also a very unusual one because of this lockdown COVID environment. So voting options are going to be quite different. And I think that will present some very unique challenges for us. So, you know, what level of lockdown will we be in by the time we get to voting? Some people are still nervous to venture out. There's going to be a new factor in terms of postal voting, which is quite different. At that time, people have also, a lot of people have lost jobs. So added to that, people are also being asked to vote for two referenda, euthanasia and cannabis. And, you know, how do we ensure that everybody gets all that information to them ahead of ahead of election day?
Now, a post-budget Talanoa you had recently, getting into broadcasting, adding another feather to your cap there, Whanuti, with Paul Goldsmith. Well, what were some of the main talking points?
I'm not trying to take your job, Ma. I'm not as good an interviewer as you. Look, ultimately, we just sort of touched on Paul's, you know, key concerns around the budget. It is, you know, as you know, there's a lot of debt on the horizon for our country and for our children to shoulder. And we don't debate that we have to borrow money at this time. What we would argue is where it is spent effectively for better outcomes, the quality of the spend. And so we haven't seen a plan on that. What we do know is that this Labor government is very good at making lots of announcements, but the delivery has fallen short, and KiwiBuild is one fine example of that. So it is very critical that we go into the into the election with a plan, but also outlining that, you know, throwing cash around is not the same as actually having something delivered.
Finally, Whanuti, Samoan Language Week. For you, a small business owner, a successful business owner, what's the message this morning to our Samoan community, and especially our future entrepreneurs, our Samoan entrepreneurs, please?
It always comes down to resilience, that, you know, hard times are upon us, but we've also been through hard times before in various forms in our community. And it is actually always still Ma'a through our strength of family and faith that gets us through. And I stand by that.
National Party Associate Spokesperson for Pacific Peoples, Whanuti Agnes Lohini. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Whanuti. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Whaftaiti lava, ia manuia lovely aso. Whaasoifua. It is 10 minutes to 8. Coming up is our news at 8 o'clock, and then coming up before 8:30, we will hear the inspirational journey of one of our Samoan mātua. 531 Pihai Pacific, people together.